RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you wake up stiff, sore? Do your joints hurt? Your fingers stiff in the morning? Well, my guest today, Tim Mount, who is a certified nutritionist, a master herbalist, is going to tell you how to get rid of that pain. Tim, how are you doing? And would you share with us some methods and techniques for these people to help them get rid of that early morning pain that they're dealing with?
Sure, absolutely. Well, thank you for having me on. And as a number of people do, I also have experienced some joint pain. I was a judo practitioner, which is a pretty rough martial art. And I've had, I counted one time, and every joint in my body except for my left hip has been injured at one time. So if I tell people I feel their pain, I really mean it. And I really went on a quest to figure out how to heal my body from old injuries and just have that kind of general aching and creakiness go away, so when I wake up, like you said, I'm not cracking and popping and stiff. There's really about three things that I would say are the keys. The first two are general are nutrients that are going to support the actual tissue and hydration. So collagen is what makes most of your joint tissue, and hyaluronic acid is what brings hydration into that joint. And that's very important, especially when we're talking about pain and inflammation, because you could think of hyaluronic acid as oil for the engine of the car. It's what makes it run smoothly. And so if you don't have enough hyaluronic acid, then your joints aren't going to be moving well. Collagen, if it's destroyed or if it's broken or torn, inflammation throughout the rest of the body, it's called the inflammation cascade. And so you're basically turning that off right at the top, and everything below it ends up getting turned off as well. So turmeric, and people should be really interested in how much curcuminoids are in that, will help to switch that off, as well as resveratrol that is found, of course, in grape skin, or they have some knotweed extracts, things like that. So those two are very popular for reducing pain and inflammation. People tend to notice it within a few days because it works so quickly to really shut that fire off. It puts the fire out, I like to say, in the joint. Not all antioxidants work everywhere. So some are, say, skin-specific, and some are joint-specific. Those two are very joint-specific antioxidants that can help people out.
So am I correct in listening that we're really looking at one of the chemical constituents within either turmeric or resveratrol that actually block the cascading effect, that block the initial cause of inflammation?
Yeah, so the body has a natural reaction of inflammation when pain or when injury is present. And what that those specific nutrients within that turmeric or resveratrol. Resveratrol is actually the extract, and so curcuminoids, I guess, would be the more accurate thing in turmeric. Now, turmeric has been used for centuries in the East for just a general spice, but they figured out that it wasn't just the full plant. It was a very specific class of nutrients called curcuminoids, and when you take those in concentrated doses, it will turn off. It specifically targets that NF-kappa-beta, and it will really reduce the pain and inflammation pretty quickly. So people will really need to take it as a supplement to get enough of that to feel a lot of pain relief, because you'd have to kind of eat massive amounts of turmeric in your diet because there's just not enough of that stuff in there, not enough of those curcuminoids in there if you were just going to season your food with it. So I would look for a supplement on the shelf that's high, has a high percentage of curcuminoids.
Will the labels say so? Do the people who use the extract, would they list that on their labels? Do the companies that you're aware of, do they do that?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm a formulator for a company as well, and I look at lots of products on the shelf, especially when coming up with new stuff. And I always look to see if the formulator knows what they're doing, because honestly, a lot of times it's a marketing person that says, hey, you know, this is popular, let's throw some of that in there. And then I can tell when people really know what they're doing. So what you want to see is on the back in the label section, it will have in parentheses standardized for and then a percentage. And so that's kind of what you're looking for. It should be an extract and not a powder. Powders are basically roots that are ground up, and they're a very low concentration. So you could have 1,000 milligrams of that. It's not going to do a whole lot. It would be like eating one small little spoonful of that root. If you get an extract, that's basically all that bulk pulled out of it, and then you get the very concentrated, effective part of that root, the active constituent, as an extract, and then they'll put that as a percentage, because any formulator that's formulating a product will know to put that, and it's a little keyword for everybody that knows what they're looking for to be on the lookout.
Well, based on that statement, what kind of a percentage would be the minimum people should accept in a product that's touting pain relief and things of that nature?
Well, it really depends upon each one. So not only, so curcuminoids might be standardized, say, for 98%, or even anything above 50% would probably be good. Then there's other things, say, like white willow bark might be a good one, or some ginger extract is another good one for pain and inflammation. Every herb is going to have a slightly different percentage. Usually, if you're doing a formulation, you're going to put in a percentage that's standardized correctly. So I would almost tell people not to worry so much about what percentage it is. Just make sure that the percentage is listed on the label, because then you know it's in the correct form.
Good advice. Only because, you know, it's so interesting that both of us look at formulas. I don't do my formulating anymore. I've kind of done my thing as far as I'm concerned. Because basically the body requires only certain things for it to come back to balance and harmony. And the body is the healer. None of the stuff that is on the, you know, on the shelves is the magic bullet that people are so accustomed to looking for. Tim, are there any last-minute guidelines that you would give to people for them to be mindful about and look for when shopping in the health food store for pain relief?
Yeah, I would look for not only the antioxidant value, but I would also highly encourage people to take some collagen and hyaluronic acid, which is going to be more of a structural type of release. And that's going to be a long-term effect, whereas the antioxidant is going to be more of a short-term pain relief. So look for formulas that contain many things in them.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Something to help you stay young and healthy. This is Michael Schwartz. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well. In our next session, we're going to be talking about beauty from within with clinically proven supplements by Tim Schwartz.